certain number of tests. And some of those are, how you feeling today? He has to get through the days, so very, very light activity to moderate to heavy, to on-ice skating, to heavy skating, to full contact. So those are the things he's got to pass through. He's probably in the middle part of that. He's passed each thing that we'll wait to see how he feels after his skate today, non-contact skate today, tomorrow. And if it feels the same, then we probably continue on that until he walked in and said, yeah, I feel great. And then we take him to the next stage. But there's no list where a guy presents, he has to be off a certain period of time.
And so the first game that he could play, assuming things progress still as they have been, symptom-free would be, you know?
Anaheim would be the seven-day IR, so that's a factor in it too.
Right.
He's not going back in until he gets through enough of a contact and we all feel comfortable.
Coach, from his first practice when you call him up, Connor Hellebuck, to how he's looked in the net this week, what does your trained hockey eye tell you about his progress?
I'm going to close my non-trained eye.
Is it your left or your right?
My right's a little off. Depends on how we're playing. How he's practices?
Like how he looks from that first practice to now.
Consistent. So we've been very, very few days, if any, where he didn't look the same way that he did the day before. And that would be true of the games. I think the game that he got pulled in Edmonton, I don't know that it looked easy for him in the net, but the goals weren't his. So there wasn't one that got by him that made me feel he was off his game. I mean, he didn't have a chance on two of them. So he's just looked the same way every day. He's efficient in the net. He doesn't look like he's burning a lot of extra energy covering, trying to cover every square inch of it. Size on the breakaway chance with Helm in the third period, you know, the ability to stretch out, get wide, get low. But very consistent in how he looks.
Sorry, back to Mark. You'd said he failed the test or presented concussion symptoms and then has been symptom-free ever since?
No. No, so you know, he felt a little better the next day than he did the day before. So he had a kind of a linear positive progress.
Can you tell us what signs it was that showed that he failed?
Well, they have an actual test that they go through that they you know, it's all part of that. The first stage is the quiet room,
right?
You know, and ask questions, see how he's doing. But if you, I mean, pretty simple. If you got a headache, if you feel a little bit dizzy, you're writing the test. So nobody's going back out in the ice after that. And if you don't pass the test, you've got a concussion. He didn't pass the test, he's got a concussion. So we, and I think it's great. I mean, really erring on the side of caution with all of these now, and rightfully so. And not just, and it's not just a function of protecting the player. It's really good business. Because the numbers, the days man games lost to concussions has dropped fairly significantly over the NHL without necessarily a reduction in those concussions. So they're being handled better earlier like this. So he's, you know, 10 years ago, if he had walked in after day two and said, I feel good, he'd be back in the lineup. He said, well, we'll go out and practice. And you know, we just didn't have, maybe that's not the right years, but that's what it used to be. How do you feel? Good. Okay, you're good. You know, now we take our time. So whether it's a minor concussion or 4 days later you find out this thing's getting worse and it becomes a major, you don't make a mistake in those first 4 or 5 days. And I think that's the reason why the guys who have a little bit or just have a bad test, they get enough time to be right as we can be.
You've been doing this for a long time. Have you seen any, I don't want to call his minor, but have you seen any situations like these that spiraled out of control because that protocol wasn't in place?
I'd seen in the past guys would come back in and feel good the next day. And if they weren't feeling 100%, we wouldn't put anybody back in the lineup. And we were always really careful with that because you just didn't know. But I was always worried about those guys. There'd be guys that the third or fourth day they started to feel worse. And those guys were out for a long time. You go back 30 years ago, back when I was playing junior, first started coaching, there's no protocol. Like there was, how do you feel? Oh, I'm okay. Off you go. You know, I mean, and I was really lucky because I got, now I'm rambling and Scotty started to sweat over here. I got drafted by a team in junior that that came in as CompuWare is a real good organization. So all the medical care at that time, that was almost the year that Major Junior Hockey changed. Some ownership, like Mr. Kermanis, came into junior hockey, and the medical care for players, you know, all of a sudden there was a doctor there at every game, and we had a medical trainer there, and not a lot of teams had one. So it's like night and day from where it was when I first got into, really competitive hockey. And then in the last, I don't know, I think they've been working at it every year, but they seem to, everybody, you know, league-wide understands and totally respects what this injury is in terms of how much better we're all off if we just take it, take your time, get it right, and get these guys healthy.
Coach, what have you got up your sleeve to get your team better results on the road ahead?
Well, I don't know that we've played. It's not as night and day, but the numbers are. So I'm not fighting those. But our last five road losses, four of them were on the back-to-back. And the one that wasn't, we played a hell of a game in Edmonton. We really played well. We've changed some lines, changed some roles, got a little rest, a little more confidence maybe going up the road. We were pretty low there in mid-November when we were on the road the last time, so we got to fight for some confidence on the road now.